I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Trevor Noah said, would it be weird if this is the thing that takes Trump down? We thought it'd be something like conspiracy or bribery or blackmail, but no. Trump got busted for taking work home with him. What a nerd. From WGN, Ricky Gervais is in a fight over a coyote. Ricky Gervais and the animal rights group In Defense of Animals are demanding the release of a 4-year-old coyote named Rocky. Rocky was surrendered to a facility 4 years ago because someone thought he was a puppy. Rocky the coyote now lives at a forest preserve in Northbrook because officials say he can no longer survive in the wild. Okay. Ricky released a statement saying, Rocky's physical and psychological deterioration must end. The fact that Rocky's on an antidepressant and anti-anxiety medications is evidence of his inhumane captivity, and urgent action is needed to help him. In Defense of Animals wants Rocky surrendered to another facility in Colorado. Last month, Cook County officials decided to expand his enclosure instead. If you'd like more information on this, IDAUSA.org. The stranger spoke to Matt Bronger. Hey, Matt, you ever been heckled? Matt said, negative heckling is really rare. The most common thing is people thinking if they yell stuff out, it's helping, but they're just being destructive. I just good-naturedly talk them down or make fun of them in a fun way. I'm not the guy in the videos destroying them. I suspect he means Steve Hofstetter there. Matt, who's your favorite comedian of all time? Who's your favorite comedian working now? Matt says, if I had to pick one, it's Richard Pryor, because he was the most nakedly human, which paved the way for all the great modern stand-up comedy. Right now, it's a tie between Dave Attell and Dina Martina, because they both make me cry every time I see them. Matt, what's the one widespread cliche about comics that rings truest to you? That we're needy, as Dana Gould puts it. You have to wonder about people who make a living by begging strangers for love. Hey, you have to wonder about people who make a living by begging strangers to buy them a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. What losers they must be. Yahoo caught up with Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany says, stand-up's a fraternity of sorts. Like any group of people, there's ones you can really depend on and trust and care about you. And some who don't give a damn and want to see your downfall. I think it's that way in any group of people. From my experiences, I found my lifelong brothers and father figures in stand-up. Comedians are crazy, and some of them are creepy, and some of them are gross, and some of them are super amazing guys, and I've been around them all. I remember my rise on the LA scene. They wouldn't pay me to do comedy. I'd go to New York, and I could make $1,000 for one show, but in LA, I could do 4 shows, and I'd make $150. Promoters would say, you're in LA. This is your chance to shine. Somebody might see you. This might change your whole life. Every show could be the show that takes up the door. Every show was not the show that kicked up the door, but every show you get stronger and stronger as a comic. I remember doing shows where there were 2 people sitting in the audience, or I performed at a dive motorcycle bar and I almost got killed. I didn't even get paid. I did retirement home gigs. I did so many shows at geriatric old folks' homes. I think if you can make a baby laugh and you can make an old person laugh, you're funny. At first, I'd try to keep my jokes clean and wholesome, but the crowd wasn't having it. To have a lady wearing a diaper in her 80s booing me was one of the most humbling experiences in my life, but it made me stronger. I started realizing just because they're at a retirement center, they're still humans, they still have urges, they still watch the news, and maybe they have poor memory, and they still want to have their souls tickled, and they still want to be talked to like adults. So I started hitting them with some of the dirty comedy, and I became the queen. I started talking about love triangles and STDs. Richard Pryor once told me, people don't come to comedy shows because they want to hear about your problems or religion or culture or any of that. They're not coming to be preached to, they're coming to have fun. The key to great comedy is having fun, and it doesn't matter what you're talking about. You can get on stage and read the whole phone book if you're having fun doing it, because that fun energy is contagious. This is fantastic. Now, switching to an article from Variety, Tiffany Haddish took a small role in Joe Coy's movie despite a 2-week COVID-19 quarantine for the Canadian production. She says Joe Coy appreciated her willingness to help, but he told her, we can't have you on lockdown for 2 weeks and then you only work for 4 days. It's not worth it. And Tiffany said, I was like, my friendship is worth it. That's my big brother, man. When I was homeless and he was basically a single dad, I would watch his son while he was on stage. We were both pretty poor, but I didn't have money. I was living in my car. He'd take me to this hot dog man across the street from the Laugh Factory. We got a hot dog wrapped in bacon. It was the best. He'd give me 2 or 3 of them, like the best. Jimmy Fallon was asked by Entertainment Tonight about his dream guests, and he said, we put word out to the queen. Whenever she wants to come on the show, if she wants to play beer pong, she can do whatever she wants to do. We'll go to her. Whatever Her Majesty wants, we'll do. I'm all in favor of that. I'm the writer on a podcast called Palace Intrigue, Monday through Friday. We do about 5 minutes about the royal family, and we keep it light. It's fun, and you should check it out, Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your shows. If the Queen went on Jimmy Fallon, awesome. That's like 3 episodes of the podcast for us. Jimmy puts the Queen at ease and says, everyone knows you have nothing to worry about on our show. We have great writers. You just got to come and be free and be able to do sketches. The Queen is 96. However, she recently did that Paddington sketch for, what was that for? That was for her Jubilee. So maybe she's up to do a sketch. Who knows? Sean McCarthy, he writes for a website called The Comics Comic. He's been reviewing all these fringe shows. He was at Atsuko Atsaka's The Intruder. He gave that one 4 stars out of 5. Still no 5 stars out of Sean. Atsuko doesn't think of herself as cool and definitely not cool under pressure. A simple query from a teenager can make her crumble. So how could she ever hope to cope if there were an actual intruder in her life? She's already sold this hour to HBO, which she'll film at a later date after The Fringe, so you might want to catch her now so you can say you saw her when. When meeting now. The Guardian went to see Ian Stone's Writer of Wrongs. I forgot to write down how many stars they gave it. Ian Stone uses a gimmick where he gets the audience to assign scores to all the variables used to calculate nations' rankings on the World Happiness Scale. Loosely, the show's about Stone trying to be happy, even though that's not a particularly British trait, and he doesn't feel too comfortable about it, especially when there's so much to annoy him, from corporations needingly wanting approval via constant requests for feedback, to traffic jams, from armchair football managers to those who abuse him for how he looks. Grumbling about young people comes across as more fogeyish, especially when he complains about their language, but it appeals to the demographic he attracts in his 4 p.m. slot, which he insists we all pretend is 9 o'clock. Yeah, Ian Stone, Writer of Wrongs, is at 4 p.m. Imagine trying to get a crowd at 4 o'clock. Fringe must be brutal. I think in one of these reviews I saw somebody was playing at 2:30. Like, I like to go to bed early, but 4 o'clock? Ian Stone, Writer of Wrongs, is at Laughing Horse at the Counting House at 4 p.m. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.